You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. The subject I wanted to go over again are the anti-mantra pro-whites. We've got people who identify as pro-white. You know, they're not okay with white genocide. They are racially aware, as some pro-whites like to call it. We like to call it aware of white genocide. When you're a member of the swarm, you know, it's one thing just to know races exist. It's another one to recognize that there really is an attempt to exterminate our people. There have been conditions imposed on our race in all white countries and only white countries that lead to the destruction of our race via assimilation with all those non-whites who've been flooded with and force integrated with. The pro-white struggle has some very large elements, and the largest form we have is Stormfront. That's it's the biggest site, and it's the one I continuously throw the muddy boot at, but it's I don't want to throw them under the bus entirely. You know, we do recruit from there for the swarm, and they do hash out their own stuff over there too. But the concern I have and the frustrating thing is not being able to get all of them on message, because we got 200,000 people who are pro-white there, and right now, you know, the only group that's doing anything effective at waking up whites and going out to the audience outside of the echo chamber is the swarm. The only message that really is effective and has been field tested at waking up whites is our mantra. White genocide, talking about white genocide, avoiding subjects that keep you from getting the audience, avoiding anything that makes you lose the audience, and sticking to that mantra. The mantra is designed to point out white genocide and to point out the contradictions in the anti-white terminology that's been used to impose these conditions on our race. That's what it's designed to do. It's a tactic that was actually field tested, both for taking on the anti-whites in front of the audience, for ripping the moral high ground out from under them and exposing them as being morally bankrupt genocidal maniacs. That's the whole reason the mantra was developed. And on a site like Stormfront, you have a lot of people who are against the idea of a consistent message, because they think just anything that's true will do, that any true information will be successful. They'll point out that the enemy system, the anti-whites' entire genocidal system, is based on lies, and that therefore anything that's true should work. And so they all want to use their own tactics, and they all want to attempt to say various different things, the vast majority of which, guys, are not effective. They're not. I have not seen anything as effective as the mantra. In fact, I haven't even seen anything field tested the way the mantra's been done. Everything else is still in the theory stage. You know, these are guys who are at the drawing board, and we got 200,000 guys on Stormfront at the drawing board writing down theories on what should work to take down the anti-white system, asking each other when the race war is going to start, and basically keeping it all inside of an echo chamber when the swarm and the team at Bugs is actively taking this onto the enemy's ground. And we're actively waking up whites in front of the audience. We're destroying their terminology that's been used to impose this anti-white system. That terminology that's been used to keep everyone in that echo chamber at Stormfront. You know, we're out there taking it apart and imposing our own terminology. Little things like anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. We're seeing this all over the net now. There's a poster at Bugs who figured out a way to actually track this using search engines to figure out, you know, the timeline and how much anti-racist is a code word for anti-whites been passed around. And this thing's increasing exponentially. It's starting to become part of regular language for white people. And it's growing very fast. And that's another thing I wanted to point out is that we used to refer to anti-whites as antis. And it wasn't specific enough. It wasn't specifying who they are anti of. You know, I've said, are they anti coffee? Are they anti breakfast? Are they anti black? Are they anti Asian? Are they anti, who are they anti of? You can't just refer to people as anti. No one's going to know who they're anti about. You got to specify. And one thing that Bugs has done, that the swarm has done, is we have imposed our terminology far and wide to the point where other people have picked that up. And now you go over to Stormfront, and the vast majority majority of the time now, anti-whites are properly referred to as anti-white. I know it's so simple that it should have been obvious, but not everyone notices the 800-pound gorilla in the room. That's why there's the whole art of analyzing information and why information is being produced and the underlying idea behind information and learning how to see that. And it's not something everybody does to point out the 800-pound gorilla in the room. That's what the mantra is designed to do. It's designed to point out something obvious that once it's pointed out, it can't be ignored. And it's also designed to do it in a way that imposes a new terminology. And we've already succeeded in getting some of this terminology passed around and to become a normal part of the language. And so that's an example of our effectiveness, even though we're very small right now. We've got less than 300 people right now on the swarm. Our goal is before the end of this year to have 300 people. That's our recruitment goal for this year. And we are growing fast, and as more members come in, more members will come in, and that's good. But I do get frustrated sometimes when seeing a site like Stormfront that's got a potential army there, and they're stuck in the theoretical stage passing around theories on what would be effective when we already got something effective here. We already have something field-tested. We have field-tested weapons, guys, and we got enough of them to pass around for everybody to replicate, to get these weapons for this War of Word into all the hands of all the troops. And we got these anti-Mantra pro-whites that, or at least ones that are just kind of ignoring the idea of a consistent message and aren't willing to get on board with it because they all want to do their own thing and they think anything true will work. Well, guys, when you need an army in a war of words, not everything truthful will work because you need truth that's been forged into a weapon. You know, a pile of steel isn't useful to an army, but weapons made from that steel are. In this case, a war of words, we have truth forged into a weapon. And that's what we're using to impose our terminology. Terminology you're already starting to see the effectiveness of. And the only reason, normally we're not into taking credit. We want everyone to be able to pass our stuff around, even if they don't know where it came from. The only reason I'm pointing out that this came from the swarm, this came from Bugs, this came from Bob, this came from our team, is because I want you guys to realize the effectiveness of our team, and I want you guys to join us. And I know it can be hard when it comes to recruiting someone who's a dissident, because dissidents by nature don't like to do anything consistent. Dissidents like to each do their own thing. That's why they're a dissident. They don't like any system they potentially be in. Right now we're in an anti-white system. The anti-whites are the ones who've had control the longest, and they've been the ones in control of the old media, television and newspapers and all that stuff for the longest time, and they've controlled the message for a long time, and so dissidents are against them. They're against the anti-white system, but the nature of being a dissident means they don't want to do anything consistently. They don't like the idea of a consistent message, of repeaters, and having to repeat the same stuff over again, and having to use the same tactics that somebody else is using. The thing is, in a war, your army, whenever they find a tactic that is effective, they all need to get on board and use the effective tactics. That's how you win. That's how you win a war. You don't win a war by dying for your country. You win a war by making the other guy die for his. Well, in a war of words, you don't win the war by going out there and getting a fool made out of yourself verbally in a war of words. You go out there and you win this war of words by making the enemy look like a fool and by pointing out that they're the one who's morally bankrupt in front of that audience. Remember, we're not going to win this thing by making ourselves look foolish. We can only win this thing by exposing how the enemy's logic is foolish and how they're the ones that are morally bankrupt. And we have the effective tactics and tools and weapons to do that. So it's frustrating when we got guys that don't want to get on board. And the typical things that they're going to use to say against the idea of joining, and I'm going to address these three major things that come from the anti-Mantra pro-whites, the ones that think that everyone should just be out there doing their own thing and saying all sorts of different stuff, which are the vast majority of people on Stormfront in the theoretical stage, all 200,000 plus of you guys. Here's the three things they tend to come up with. One, they think that a consistent message doesn't work. Two, they want instant results. And three, they insist that nothing you do behind a computer can get you real results. Now let's address this first one, the idea that a consistent message doesn't work. Guys, a consistent message is the only thing that does work. No one can just start a militia and take over a country and impose their own government. It just doesn't work like that. Anything violent doesn't work. Everything starts with words, in a war of words, until everyone gets on a consistent message. Then they can change the system. Because everyone in the system is on a consistent message, they can just overhaul the whole thing. Even the American Revolution, Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense, got it printed with the printing press when that was invented, and they printed out these pieces of paper with Common Sense written on them and distributed it far and wide. That was a form of a consistent message. It got everyone on the same page, literally. Everybody understood what the problem was, and it was because of this simple repeater that was passed around. If Thomas Paine had just tried starting a little militia on his own and fighting the British himself, I guarantee you he would have failed, and they would have made a giant example out of him. First came the consistent message, the common sense, and it got spread around far and wide. Saying that a consistent message isn't going to work for the pro-white struggle is just like someone telling Thomas Paine, "What are you doing with that stupid printing press and those little pieces of paper? Shouldn't you be creating your own militia? This isn't going to work. Getting everyone to say the same thing, passing these little pieces of paper around, what are these little rinky-dink pieces of paper going to do? That's not going to do anything, Thomas." Ah, but now we understand, looking back at it, that he was indeed right. You needed the consistent message. Once you get everyone on the same page, once everybody understands that white genocide is real, that it's happening, and that our enemy's anti-white terminology is used to advocate those conditions that lead to the destruction of our race, that they are advocating genocide as defined under international law. Once everyone realizes that, and the vast majority of white people are using this as part of their regular language, I guarantee you there will be a stop put to white genocide. That's the importance of having so many people out there spreading this terminology around, actively driving this forward, and other people are going to pick it up like a game of telephone. And of course, the more people we got in the swarm, the faster that happens. All right, so it's just like what Thomas Paine did with the printing press. It's the same idea. It's the same concept. It's the same tactic. It really is the same tactic. The only difference is in this one we have an enemy that is actively using their terminology to attempt to combat us. We finally have the weapons to cut through their terminology. It's like you have an enemy that's driven you into a corner using particular weapons that you have no defenses from, and all of a sudden, out of the forge comes a weapon crafted that can take apart that enemy's weapon. That slices right through it. You've got an army that's backed you into a corner, and they were all using swords, and you have limited numbers now. And all of a sudden, some guy brings a lightsaber out of the forge and starts passing them around everyone's hand, and it just slices through the enemy's weapons and it makes them very vulnerable to what you have to say. In this case, the enemy's weapon are lies, and we finally have truth forged into a weapon to take them apart. And you come out swinging, and you will defeat that enemy. And the more people you can have with that new superior weapon, the sooner you win. And in this case, it's a war of words. It's a consistent message. Our enemy has gotten us into this corner using a consistent message. Well, now we have a consistent message that absolutely obliterates theirs. And so it's very frustrating when we have the people that are against the idea of this whole concept, even though they know their own history, and they know they're already aware of, and I'm pointing out their history as the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and I'm saying that telling us that this isn't going to work is no different than telling Thomas Paine that those stupid little pieces of paper he's passing around aren't going to work. You get the idea? If you're an anti-Mantra pro-white, you're no different than the people that told Thomas Paine that what he was doing was stupid and was not going to work, and that talked about all of their grievances and all their bitching and moaning about all the irritants of the Redcoats, but none of them got on a consistent message until this ding-dong comes along with this consistent message and uses the printing press to pass it around. And I'm sure that there were people telling him it wasn't going to work. And history doesn't even record those people, but when you think about them, they sure seemed foolish, didn't they? Well, anti-Montre pro-whites, That's what you sound like. If you're against the mantra, you're against the idea of a consistent message, you all want to do your own thing, and you all want to whine and moan and talk about the irritants and all those things on the puzzle pieces when there is a truth forged into a weapon that shows the big picture to that audience you want to wake up, and you're refusing to use it, well, you guys are just like the folks that told Thomas Paine that what he was doing was not going to be effective. And when you look at it like that, it seems really, really silly, doesn't it? Now, here's the next thing we're going to get into. Anti-white dissidents that refuse to use the mantra, even though they know it's the best and most effective weapon that's been field-tested going, their complaint is that the anti-white system hasn't come down yet. In other words, they expect instant results. They want this thing to come down instantaneously. They think, oh, you came up with a consistent message that would work. You should only have to say it once and the whole system should come down. If it didn't, it doesn't work. Now, that's being really silly. That's like telling Thomas Paine as soon as he wrote Common Sense and passed it to one person, if the system didn't come down, if the revolution hadn't started yet, then it didn't work. Obviously, guys, it has to get passed around a lot before it starts to work, before it starts to take hold, before it takes root in everybody's language that they're using. You really need to pass it around a lot. In this case, we want it passed around in all white countries. That's why it's been translated into a bunch of different languages. But particularly in Anglosphere, those English-speaking countries where this has been happening, we really want to see this get passed around. And because those are the countries that tend to have the most powerful anti-white systems above them. A lot of the other ones are just kind of following suit with what the Anglosphere is doing. But again, we want this in all the other languages too. The bottom line is that we need to get this passed around more and more in order to get this effect to happen. And that means you're not going to have instant results. You're going to get real results. However, and we already have seen real results. We already have a guy tracking how much this is growing on the internet. I was really impressed by that when I saw that, by the way. And the other thing, too, is that we've already seen results as far as just the phrase anti-white getting passed around. At one time, nobody used anti-white. In fact, it's very recent that term has been getting used. And we've seen guys using this on Fox News. They got no idea where it came from. They got no idea where they read it. It's got to be the telephone game where, like, you got the kids sitting around saying a little thing and it gets picked up by someone and someone else picks it up and someone else gets picked up. We're seeing our terminology starting to be used outside of the swarm and outside of bugs in places we didn't expect it to show up this soon. So, in other words, it is very effective and it does have a rapid effect, but don't expect the anti-white system to come down instantaneously. That's like saying, because we haven't won the war yet, I refuse to join the army. You see this, the stupidity of that idea, the idea that you need instant results, that you want, I mean, that you want that end state that where white genocide is no longer happening. And if our consistent message can't take it down instantly, you don't want to join. Look, it's an effective tactic. The more people that join, the sooner the anti-white system comes down. Instead of complaining that you're not getting instant results, if you join and you start spreading this message around, you'll get those real results sooner. But nothing like this happens with instant results. And it picks up momentum. You know, it seems like 1 second ago it was a little snowball. Now it's a big one. Now it's a huge one. And pretty soon you got an avalanche. And at some point it really picks up that momentum. And right now we're in the stage where we're looking to add more momentum to this. So don't avoid joining just because you're not seeing the anti-white system entirely come down yet. That's silly. So don't expect instant results, but we are getting real results and we are growing rapidly. We're rolling down the hill as a snowball right now. So if you want to speed that up and you want to see these results come sooner, join us. Don't sit around and complain that the results haven't gotten here in its entirety yet. All right, and now here's the third one we'll get into. Sitting behind a computer can't result in anything. Well, guys, what's the largest communication system available to us? Yeah, the internet. It is. It's the largest communication system available to us. Newspapers are virtually done. Go ahead, stick a fork in that steak. Newspapers are over. The television media, more people are watching stuff on Comedy Central to get their news than are watching CNN and Fox News. You know, the old media is in its death rattle, and the new media that's taken over, the internet, it's the largest communication system we have. You know, the old media didn't have a comment section to news articles. The new one does. That's where we are doing our work. That's where we're spreading around our terminology, where we're taking on the anti-whites, exposing them as the genocidal, promoting maniacs they actually are, exposing how their terminology is advocating genocide, which is illegal under international law. We're seizing the moral high ground and exposing the enemy as being morally bankrupt and supporting white genocide. And we're doing it in front of an audience provided to us by this new media, by the internet. You're going to reach more people on the internet than anywhere else to reach the largest white audience that we possibly can to wake them up to white genocide. And if we had more effective means of spreading around the mantra, trust me, we would be using it. If you guys can get this thing onto any of the old media, if you guys can call up a radio show and talk about white genocide, and you can get in front of that audience with the mantra, by all means, do it. There's all sorts of things you can do that you could do from the comfort of your own home and behind your computer. So don't think that just because we're spreading this around behind a computer doesn't mean that it's not going to take an effect. Remember, it's the largest communication system you have. And I'm not saying that in-person protests don't have their value, but they can be much more valuable when you have tremendous numbers of people showing up for them on a consistent message. And if you have 100 people at a protest, that's one thing. What happens if you have 100,000 of them? You got a much bigger protest, And the other thing is what that protest is saying can also have a tremendous value on its effect. When an interviewer from a news channel shows up to say something at a large protest to protest the ongoing program of genocide against our race and the conditions that have been imposed on all white countries that lead to the destruction of our race. We're pro-white and we're here to stand against white genocide. And then if the interviewer says, but race doesn't exist, a person in this protest is on a consistent message and they know how to use our verbal tactics, they can say right to the interviewer, the only reason you're saying race doesn't exist is you're saying genocide's impossible. You're saying we don't have a right to preserve our own group of people because we don't even exist. Naturally, if somebody supports the genocide of a particular race, why would they say anything other than that race doesn't even exist and that it doesn't have a right to exist? When you say our race doesn't exist, you're advocating genocide because you're saying we don't have a right to preserve what isn't there. You're saying genocide's impossible. And just like that, when you answer like that, there's not much stuff they can cut apart. There's not much stuff they can cut out of that interview. And it's something that's very effective and in fitting with the mantra and the thinking behind it. When you get people on a consistent message like that, who can recite pieces of the mantra, parts of it, talk about white genocide, and point out how anti-racist is a code word for anti-white and how all the enemy's tactics are advocating our genocide. When you can point that out to an interviewer when there's a big protest, it can make that protest even more effective. That's the importance of a consistent message. When you combine that with your large in-person protests, your effectiveness is it's multiplied tenfold. It really makes it more effective. And the other thing too is that you're going to get much more massive numbers turning out for such a protest when people have become familiar with the problem. And where are they going to initially be exposed to that problem? Well, a lot of times it's the internet. And you can turn it into sort of a perpetual motion machine. You get enough people awoken to white genocide on the internet, it increases the amount of people that show up to your protest. People see the protest is on message, and people are curious about the message. They go online, they read about white genocide, and then they're on message too. So don't think at all that the only way to do this is with those giant in-person protests. But when you combine that with a consistent message, it becomes all that more useful, and the protests aren't going to do as much for you if they're not on a consistent message. And so I don't want to make it sound like they're not useful, but at the same time, I want to point out that what you're doing behind your computer is very, very useful. And if you do enough of that behind your computer and you get enough people added to that doing it, you got a whole army of people out there spreading around the mantra in every way they can and mantra thinking, you'll see those protests start forming. There'll be people that'll put together protests that you and I haven't even heard of right now, who aren't even racially aware right now, or as I like to say, aware of white genocide. who aren't even aware of white genocide, but who are going to become aware of it because of what the swarm is doing right now behind their computer desk, spreading this around. They are going to become aware of it. They're going to get active too. They're going to learn how to spread it around. And pretty soon you are going to see tremendous numbers of them showing up in protests. It all starts with that consistent message, and it all takes its effect by that consistent message spreading around. If you want to be an anti-Mantra pro-white, what you really are is you're one of the guys who was, you were against the Redcoats initially, but you thought what Thomas Paine was doing, passing around those pieces of paper, was stupid, and you didn't want to contribute and help pass around those pieces of paper. Well, you're seen as the dummies of history. And in fact, you're not even recorded. You're not even remembered. You're entirely forgotten. And not everyone who passed around those pieces of paper is remembered the way Thomas Paine is, except what they accomplished is very well remembered. Keep that in mind. What they accomplished is very well remembered. And in looking back on the history, we can say those people passing around common sense on those little pieces of paper, we might not remember all their names, but we can remember how successful they actually were. And in this struggle, fighting white genocide, we should keep that in mind whenever we want to understand the power of a consistent message and why we are spreading around the mantra. The mantra is our modern age version of common sense. It uses basic sensibility to point out the 800-pound gorilla in the room, to point out the enemy's terminology and language is really just advocating white genocide, and is used to silence people who are against it. And we now have the tools to cut through it. This is a war of words, and you have the verbal tools to take on those anti-whites and expose them in front of the audience, recapture the hearts and minds of that sleeping white titan so that it can wake up and save itself. And that means we want to have more numbers so that we can make these results happen quicker. So don't complain about the fact you're not getting instant results, and don't either assume that just because we're behind our computer desk passing this around that is not effective. Remember, it's the largest communication tool that exists today, and if you want your in-person meetings to be even bigger, well, you got to use the internet as a tool to get the word out there that there's even going to be a protest in the first place if you're going to make one. You're going to use the internet to spread the message, come to the protest. Well, where's the invite going to take place? It's probably going to be in someone's email box or on a message form or somewhere on the internet. They're going to hear about it in the first place because I don't imagine too much of the old media, the television or newspapers, if people even read the newspapers anymore, are going to be too keen on inviting people to a giant in-person protest. Where's the invite happen? On the internet, guys. That's where we're spreading our consistent message. So yes, you can very much be an effective activist behind your computer today, the same way that Thomas Paine was behind the printing press with his consistent message. It's the modern version of the same idea. And the consistent message is always how things are done. Taking down the Soviet Union came from a simple consistent message of how come if we live in a worker's paradise, they need armed men with guns to keep us inside. It's a basic repeater. It's real simple for people to say. You know, if you were going to debate all the problems with communism with three-page essays, you'd end up in a gulag. But anybody could just say, hey, how come if this is a worker's paradise, they need armed guards to keep us in? You need men with guns to keep us inside. Anybody could point that out, and so it spread around pretty fast. You had so much dissent on the inside because of that simple, consistent message that the whole world was shocked when the wall came down. 2 days before the wall came down, everybody in the world thought communism was a giant evil empire that could never be defeated. But today, it seemed that everything they were doing was silly, but people don't realize it was a basic repeater that helped spread the dissent which took that system down. Well, right now, the system in power is the anti-white system. The system that's promoting conditions imposed on all white countries that leads to us being blended out of existence. Well, you can take it down with words. It's a war of words. That's how they impose the situation, and that's how the situation is going to be taken down. And we've got the tools here to take apart the words that they use to impose it. So instead of complaining that it's not going to work and theorizing over what you think would work, realize a consistent message is the way there, and we have an effective consistent message. It might not be perfect, but it's good enough to be effective, and it's good enough to easily take apart the enemy's weapons. So you're in a war of words. Join the army. That's a basic thing. If you're in a war of words, join the army and help spread those words. What you need right now is to wake people up with those short, quick sound bites, and we've got that for you. So why are you still sitting around theorizing about what might work when we already have something proven and field tested? See the silliness of sitting around theorizing when you already have something that can be mass replicated? Yeah, get on board. Start posting the mantra. Quit complaining that you're not getting instant results or that consistent messages don't work or that sitting behind your computer is ineffective. I hope I've done a good enough job pointing out to you anti-mantra pro-whites that this system really can be effective. If I can just get 1 out of 10 of these anti-mantra pro-whites to stop theorizing and to start using what's already been field tested, well, then I'll be a happy camper. You guys have a good day.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.